I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to the Daily Doctor's Kitchen with me, your host, Dr. Rupi. I'm a medical doctor and cookbook author, and the Daily Doctor's Kitchen is a series of bite-sized nuggets of information all to do with food, nutritional medicine, and healthy living taken from my main podcast, the Doctor's Kitchen Podcast. And if you want to learn how to eat well every day, check out my free recipes, books, newsletter, and download the app at thedoctorskitchen.com. Perhaps we should talk about senescent cells. What are senescent cells and why do they occur?
Senescent cells are actually very interesting. They're one of the hottest fields in gerontology and trying to do something about aging. What they are is, if you go back to the beginning, you know, how our bodies build themselves and develop and maintain themselves is through cell division. So the cells divide and they create a clone, they reproduce their DNA and they hive off a clone. Now, over the years, because it's happening the whole time, it's very easy for our DNA to make a mistake. And so we have a natural limit to the number of times our DNA can change. And when it comes to the end of that, which is measured by various things, which you can talk about, but when we come to the end of that, the cell senesces. It stops dividing any longer. Some of them, but most of them don't die. They stick around, and they gradually, they're there for a little while, and then they get cleared away by the immune system. So they're there the whole time. And the very word senescent cells sounds as though this is synonymous with aging. But in fact, we start creating senescent cells almost in the womb, in the development process, because it's part of, you need senescent cells to, you need cells to die so that you can clear them away, so that you can mold the body and all of that sort of thing. So development is, senescent cells are part of development as well. But as I say, they get cleared away by the immune system. What happens is, as our immune system begins to get a bit ropey as we get older, it's not so efficient at clearing away the senescent cells, and the senescent cells stick around, and then they start to cause problems because they haven't died. They carry on metabolizing, which is burning sugar to create energy. So they go on creating free radicals and damaging things, but they also secrete things into their environment. And this is where the problem lies, because some of the secretions from the senescent cells are what they dissolve the collagen. And the collagen is what sticks our cells together and gives us nice springy skin when we're young. And it dissolves that, and that's when you get the wrinkles and the baggy bits. So in a way, I mean, they're an anti-cancer mechanism, because if while the DNA is being copied, you make mistakes, part of those mistakes is what evolution is all about. But you can also make mistakes that can be very dangerous and even lethal. And so you want to stop cells having the capacity to do that, start with new stuff. So that's the thing. So it's basically an anti-cancer mechanism. And the irony is that when these cells leach out, when they leak the stuff into the collagen and get rid of the collagen in places, they leave gaps in the tissue. And sometimes there's little bits of cancerous cells that are hanging around in the tissue, kept in check by firm young flesh and a strong immune system and so on. Your immune system begins to be a bit ropey, your collagen is beginning to leave spaces and so on, and some of those cells can grow, which is one reason why cancer tends to be something that spreads a little bit when you're older. So they're very, very interesting. But one of the things I always find fascinating about biology, it's never just a simple, this does this and this does that.
That's exactly the point I wanted to come onto, because we make it seem as if it's quite binary. Like, oh, senescent cells, get rid of those are bad. But actually, like you just said, we need senescent cells.
We absolutely do. What they found is that one of their jobs is when you get a wound or something like that, they congregate around the wound and they bring in the healing. They call in the other things to heal wounds and so on. If you don't have senescent cells around, the wound healing is very much slower. And one of the fascinating things is that you look at things like some of these amphibians, like the axolotl, you know, which is a little sort of newt thing, chop off its tail or chop off its arm, and it will regrow it again. What they've found is that, and the buds are where you get regeneration of these limbs and so on, you get an absolute cluster of senescent cells. So they have got things that are important. But the problem is, as we get older, that they stick around just too long and they accumulate. They should be recycled the whole time with, you know, with the immune system. And that's where the problem comes. So you don't want to get rid of them altogether. You want to... I mean, some people, I've seen them written about as zombie cells because they do damaging things. I keep thinking this is a terrible thing to call them because it makes them sound, as you say, just like a bad thing. Yeah. But we wouldn't get very far without them.
I hope you enjoyed today's Daily Doctor's Kitchen. The Doctor's Kitchen podcast is where I discuss multiple topics around nutritional medicine and well-being with experts and researchers from around the globe. And you can find me on social media at doctors_kitchen. Sign up for free recipes every single week at thedoctorskitchen.com. And don't forget to download the app. I'm Dr. Rupi. Have a beautiful day.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.